This is the 37th year for the annual holiday sale of works by Cincinnati artists of all stripes, and it will take place on Sunday, December 2nd, at Memorial Hall in Over the Rhine from noon to 4 p.m. Let's begin by talking about the history of this event. How did it get started, Brenda?
Well, it started when a group of people, friends of Arnold, Mike Frasca, a potter, brought his pots and sold them outside of Arnold's to customers and friends, 1975 or 6, yeah.
And eventually it moved to Memorial Hall. And what kind of work can people expect to see this year? Margaret, can you tell us who are some of the artists involved?
There's a wide range of art that you'll be able to see. Stuart Golder makes beautiful hand-woven gold jewelry, earrings, beads, beautiful sparkling art. And we have batik art by Arnell Dow. Kimberly Henson does beautiful silk-dyed clothing and Pashansky eggs that she does beautiful painted designs on. Bob Winland is a woodturner and wood sculptor person. So you'll see a variety of pieces that he'll be doing in different types of exotic woods. And Brenda Tarbell does beautiful nature-inspired ceramics, sculptural forms, some lights that you see through the porcelain. And Greg Seigel does very whimsical pottery with polka dots and spirals and animal figures. And Michael Frasca, who started the show, does some beautiful large platters and big vessels. He's very well known for doing like the outside of our downtown library, the beautiful fountain that you see of the books was actually a project that he and then another potter, Alan Nairn, helped work with. And I think Greg
worked
too.
On that as well.
Yeah. So whenever anybody goes to the downtown library, I always think of my friends who worked on that project.
And the recently removed fountain at Atrium too, they created as Spring Street Pottery.
What about price, Brenda? Is there a price range for these things?
That's a great point to raise. There will be everything from more expensive sculptural pieces down to note cards that would be reproductions of batik pieces. So Margaret makes beautiful photographs that she then uses that inspire her work, but she makes note cards with photographs from her travels around the world. So you can find small items, maybe a small dish or a mug, up into a most dramatic wall piece.
Your own ceramic work is really well known. What will you be featuring this year?
This year, I have a collection of pinched dishes and teapots that will be particularly new because they're being fired as we speak. I have a lot of forms that are based on seed pods. A sculptural piece that's a collaboration of my son made some metal husks for some porcelain seed pod forms and some larger pod sculptural pod forms.
But you said that you consider pottery handheld sculpture, and it sounds as though these pieces would fit that description.
Yes, lots of textured surfaces. I'm really interested in kind of the braille of pottery.
And Margaret, what about your work?
Well, I've been making handmade paper with all types of collage elements. I do large wall pieces, landscapes, based on places I would love to be. One is a view from my home where I grew up across the field, and you see it's late in the day. So you see a silhouette of maple trees and the sun glowing in a distant field. So I have that type of landscape work, and then I have a whole bunch of very funny cat collage, handmade paper, little cats with all kinds of attitude. And I do have all types of note cards that have handmade papers with a lot of natural dried plants and flowers and ferns and ribbons and glitter and stuff because it's just beautiful to be able to create these different collage works.
Is the show essentially the same artists each year or will there be some new people?
We've had the same artist for many, many years. A lot of artists would like to get into the show, but due to the size of Memorial Hall where we have it, there's a size limitation. Joyce Clancy was in our show for many, many years, and then when she passed away, we invited Brenda, and we're really happy to have her as part of the show.
I had been in the show the first year. It was inside at Arnold's, not in Mike's truck, but Mike and I, he was the first potter I met when I moved here.
Where do the artists come from? Are they from the Cincinnati area and from Northern Kentucky?
Within a 100-mile radius. So Greg Seigel and Mike Frasca live in Kentucky, one in Owen County, and Mike lives outside of Harrodsburg, Kentucky. I can't remember the county there, but the rest of us are Cincinnati.
When I was looking at the description of some of the pieces that would be there, I was really struck by Stuart Golder, whom you mentioned before, Margaret, who makes jewelry from 18-karat gold woven on a loom. I think that Stuart is your husband, and so
yes.
You probably know how he does that.
Yes. He actually invented all of his own looms and has been weaving gold for over 35 years. He has works in the Victorian Albert, in the Smithsonian. He's very well known because of the beautiful precision and sense of design that he has. And he has many people in Cincinnati that have collected his work through this time. Some of the weaving has over 100 wires to the inch. And because he's weaving it by hand, he can combine green, yellow, pink, and white gold in the warp and wefts, just like a woven piece of cloth. But in this case, it's very fine gauge gold wired.
Another artist I wanted to know something about is Greg Seigel. Can you tell us something about him?
Sure.
Brenda?
It's Greg Seigel. He's a self-taught potter and has been doing pottery full-time for probably 40 years. And this show, we want to be a especially wonderful show for Greg because he is facing a serious illness and we're hoping to really have just a very good show for him. Each artist is going to donate a piece to raffle to kind of help him out through this very difficult time.
Let's say again exactly where it takes place. It's in Memorial Hall, which is just south of Music Hall, on Elm Street and over the Rhine, across the street from Washington Park. Is that right?
Right, and there's a wonderful new parking garage underneath Washington Park, which will be a real asset this year, especially if it snows. I would like to mention the Facebook page, too, because members have been posting images of work as it comes out of the kiln or out of the paper press or off the loom. So, you know,
people can essentially do a little shopping before they actually get there.
Sneak preview, yeah.
Just to go on Facebook and enter what?
It's Holiday Sale at Memorial Hall.
Brenda, what can you tell us about the music that goes along with all this?
Well, we always have a jazz combo in the foyer when you're coming in, and the ambiance is really enhanced by live music. And also, there's wonderful homemade cookies and various treats for our guests.
Well, it sounds wonderful, and I personally will plan to be there. So, Sunday afternoon, December 2nd, the place to be is Memorial Hall for the 37th Annual Holiday Sale of Art of All Kinds. Thanks so much for coming in to talk about it, Brenda and Margaret.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
We've been talking with Brenda Tarbell, whose ceramics will be included in the annual holiday sale at Memorial Hall, and with Margaret Rhine, whose work also will be there. For more information, see wvxu.org. For Round Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.